The audience at a classical performance is typically expected to be as inconspicuous as possible. Sit quietly, clap only at the appropriate times, try not to cough. But composer Murray Hittery wants to take audiences from passive observers to active participants with an initiative he calls Silent Walk, which he'll bring to Nashville this week. 91 Classical's Kara McLellan has more.
Murray Hittery knew since high school that he would be a composer. But after witnessing the tragic death of his sister in a motorcycle accident, Hittery also knew he needed something beyond the traditional music experience to work through his emotions.
For me, it was creating that space for healing over grief. So by connecting deeply with our bodies, with our movement, we actually can open up channels of emotion. We don't ignore the physical. We don't put it aside. We don't suppress it. We don't repress it. We actually engage it more deeply.
Hittery combined his classical composition training with his studies of Eastern philosophies at Zen monasteries in Japan to create Silent Walk, part guided meditation, part nature hike, and part classical concert. Each Silent Walk participant in Nashville will don a pair of wireless headphones and explore Centennial Park with live prompts from Hittery, which he says are inspired by both the surrounding location and the mood of his music. It sounds something like this.
So as we begin to slow down our pace, how deeply can you take it all in? From the leaves on the trees fluttering to the feeling of the wind against your skin, the rhythm of your pace, the grand rhythm of everything around you, and everything is music.
Hittery says this practice has helped him work through the deep pain and suffering that he was unable to express through words. But he also says you don't have to have gone through a major trauma to benefit from a silent walk.
Sometimes it's these micro traumas that we experience every day, whether it's, you know, traffic, getting to work, whether it's some conversation that went sideways with someone, all these human, mini human dramas that play themselves out with family, friends, work, you name it. All of us can use more space and time to lower stress, reduce anxiety, and really just make time for ourselves.
Another thing that makes silent walks so moving, says Hittery, is the fact that they are really intimate, but happening in a group. In other words, it's a shared experience of being alone together.
That's the secret sauce to this whole thing. It's incredibly personal. And then at some point, you look around and you see hundreds of other people equally having that intimate, personal, alone moment. And something clicks. It's not intellectual. It clicks on a visceral, primal, emotional level of how deeply connected we all are.
Hittery's silent walks have taken him all over the world, from an ancient cave in Israel to picturesque Parisian gardens. He says he tries to pick each city's most beautiful and iconic spaces, which drew him to Nashville's Centennial Park and the Parthenon. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Kara McLellan.